When Scherf proved more insistent than usual, Tesla sent a small amount of money and again took a superior stance in the matter. Quote from Nikola, "I am sorry to note that you are losing your equanimity and poise. You must pull yourself together and banish the evil spirits." Unquote. To further bolster the morale of his former employee and loyal friend, he reported that the development of his steam and gas turbines and of a blower had been almost completed and that they held revolutionary promise. Quote, "I am now at work," he wrote, "on new designs of automobile, locomotive, and lathe in which these new inventions of mine are embodied and which cannot help but prove a colossal success. The only trouble is where and when to get the cash, but it cannot last very long before my money will come in a torrent, and then you can call on me for anything you like," unquote. And of course, we know that's how it should have gone. We know this, right? Given that decades and decades, the power guys continued to sit on his inventions, decades and decades after his death even, they continued to sit on them. Before Nikola's claims about them could be vindicated. Continuing with Margaret, on another occasion, the much-tried Scherf pointedly wrote to say he was glad to hear a Tesla therapeutic device would soon be on the market because he himself could use one. Rather late in life, he bought a modest home at Westchester, Connecticut, and meeting his mortgage payments became a recurring subject with respect to Tesla's outstanding notes. Although the torrent of money never came, Tesla did manage to find occasional major investors. Thus, the Tesla Ozone Company was incorporated in 1910 with a capital of $400,000 to develop a process of several commercial uses, among them refrigeration. Later, the Tesla Propulsion Company was capitalized at Albany, New York for $1 million by the inventor with Joseph Hoadley and Walter H. Knight, its purpose being to build turbines for ships and for the Alabama Consolidated Coal and Iron Company. To add to his other problems, Tesla had trouble with his former employee, Fritz Lowenstein, in this period. Ever since the days of his secret research in Colorado, the inventor had worried about Lowenstein's loyalty. He was reassured when the German engineer returned to work for him at Wardenclyffe. Should not have been Nikola. But within a few years, this relationship was terminated for financial reasons. Lowenstein went on to become a successful inventor of radio devices. In 1916, he was called as a key witness for the defendants in the case of the Marconi Wireless Telegraph Company of America versus Kilbourne and Clark, having agreed to testify that, in his opinion, the Tesla radio patents held sway over the Marconi patents. At the last moment, however, Lowenstein switched sides and testified for Marconi. Many questions were raised about his veracity, and charges were made, but nothing was ever proved. As a result of this, however, he incurred Tesla's lasting enmity. It appeared that in the period 1910 to 1915, Tesla had lent substantial sums of money to the German radio engineer. 3 years later, Tesla brought suit against him, but did not go to trial. As we read about Nikola's life after returning from Colorado in 1900, and when I rewrite this intro, we're going to have to think a little bit about that fire in 1895 and that demonstration of robotics in 1898, okay? This man was in the crosshairs pretty early on, and as he started out on his journey to wow the world, and boy did he ever, we're going to have to bring him back, center place, to our awareness, our consciousness, and our admiration.
Hello, how are you? You're looking so fine. No, it's true. Remember the time we first met? You think that was good? You ain't seen nothing yet. Like a bee to some honey, moth to a flame. Sorry, I don't know what came over me. The cycle of the moon affects the motion of the sea. What you did, it's starting all over again. We both want it now more than we did back then. Like a bee to some honey, more to a flame. You got an addiction and you got me to blame.
We're both alike. This is how we became.